Okay, and we're back. Everybody's had an opportunity to read over the rules of procedure. I do want to point out that there are a couple of new sections, which you probably may or may not have noted, where it talks about composition of the board, the third paragraph. And the review of the rules of procedure at the end. It was at the end because it can move, but that's where it ended up. This is all kind of, I'm open to suggestion. I'm not married to this. And then I also, there is no provision for potential conflicts of interest, which I know we talked about, and then consent items, which I suppose consent items we should probably drop under voting. So, with that in mind, comments. And if you're all going to be quiet, we're going to be out of here so fast you won't know what happened. But hopefully that's not the case.
Well, you wanted to know about conflict of interest.
Yes.
We talked about it being under the composition of the board. Would that
I think that's where I think that's where I was looking at.
I mean, who was it that left recently because of that?
Well, there's there.
Sarah did.
There's.
Sarah left. Oh no! Oh, that's right.
Either that or under voting.
I want it under voting because it's
under voting.
Okay. Because it's a conflict of interest for a particular item, not for
in general.
Yeah, not in general. Not as a member of the board.
I think that's a good point. Is there any other opinions on that? Because it can go.
Would it be its own section, or would you have it as a paragraph under voting?
It would be. I think it'd be its own section.
Yeah, I think so too.
Consent items as its own section, conflict of interest as its own section. Okay. All under voting.
Should we put it
in
vote per item?
Let's see. Where does it say? Where?
Title
to
one vote. Do you mean for
the
whole meeting?
Oh, per
member.
Okay. I see what you're saying. I think that actually was in the original. It was written
was
that way
really?
In the original rules.
And
like I said at the last meeting, I think that in 2005 these were just fine, but now we're down the road a little bit, and I think we need to. I think it's time for an update. And like there's a couple grammar items, because I literally can sit here and proofread grammar.
Right, and that's kind of what I got sort of.
And I try not to get hung up on that.
Right, because everyone has a different way.
Oh, and I did make a revision to the application presentation and public comment, which includes, and unfortunately my spacing is not the best here, where it talks about providing testimony, and then it carries over to the next page. And those really should be bullet items where it says property owners that are directly impacted by the application. Because I think that there needs to be a process in the event that there is, too many people that want to testify for or against an application. And then it's got the rule down there below, the 3 minutes per speaker, which I know other boards have adopted. And so that, like I said, the spacing on that leaves a lot to be desired, but that was one of the things we talked about at the last meeting.
Are we just kind of jumping around, or are we, can I jump into something else?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This, under public notice of regular and special meetings, number C.
Okay.
Notice to the news media.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's in here, notified by the secretary. Well, over here it says that the secretary is now.
Oh, and this is another one of the things that carried over, and that's why I want you guys to all look at this, is because this is another thing that carried over from the old minutes, and I tried to find as many of those as I could.
Right here.
I see it. Emergency meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's that at in C?
It's C, it's about the middle, right there where it says, in the, if the meeting is an emergency meeting.
Yeah, there's another one.
There's another one at the second to last sentence.
Down here.
Provide a secretary in writing.
Geez.
Provided by staff.
Oh, this is talking about the media, so they have to provide staff in writing with a mailing address, phone number. Okay, got it. Oh, and I took out wherever I could find it, and I see I missed this one, facsimile number, because I don't know that anybody uses facsimiles anymore. So, and I substituted email address. Oh, and I did put that in, so it's in there. So.
I like the idea that you got a review on these, too. I thought that was very good. At the regular meeting held April is kind of the year.
Yes, and we talked about that at the last meeting, is that we're going to review them annually, and then hopefully it doesn't become a big process where
right.
we say, yeah, this fits fine, it doesn't fit.
We don't wait 10, 15 years to do it.
Yeah, or 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I also wanted to point out that this exhibit that says additional information, it actually carried over to the last page. One of the items carried over, which I didn't intend, but the spacing being the spacing. I tend to, when I get things like this, I tend to not make a lot of changes in here, because then all of a sudden I'm rebuilding the wheel because I've lost the box or the shading or something. And so I really didn't do a lot with that. I'm sure you can. I'm not that skilled. Okay. Comments, other items of note? Yes, Teresa.
Composition of the board, just to specify that the resident or that the appointees are 5-year terms.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting here reading that, and I know what it means, but it doesn't say what it means.
So can you say where you're at?
Yeah, composition.
Yeah, first page, composition of the board. And it doesn't actually specify a 5-year term. It just says that the 5-member board expires annually. That one person expires annually. And I agree.
That's Ohio Revised Code.
Do they have to actually expire?
Yeah, we need to be reappointed.
No. I expired once, but I was revived.
So you got CPR.
Specify.
I think I'm due next, right?
Years.
Are you? Is that an easy change? Could it just say the term of each member shall be for 5 years?
And
shall be arranged.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Let's see. Shall be appointed. That's excellent.
So combining that first sentence of the next.
Okay, I think I can. Yeah, got it.
Okay.
What else?
Okay, under removal.
Yes.
It says non-performance of duty.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean like non-attendance? What's that?
I think that was in the old code, and I think it's in zoning, and I guess it depends on your definition of non-performance.
Yeah, and what's our definition?
It could be.
Non-attendance?
I think it could be.
It could be coming to the meetings and not saying anything, just sitting there.
Well, not voting?
Not voting.
A lot of times we don't say anything.
Sleeping.
I don't know what. Yeah, I don't think we're going to have that problem.
I don't think we need to spell that out.
But I guess my question, and I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, it's a carryover from the old. But I guess. I hesitate to get into a bunch of definitions because then you end up having an appendix with definitions. And I'm going to play devil's advocate here, is I suspect that everybody in this room knows what non-performance is. They'll know it when they see it. Mm-hmm. You don't show up, you don't participate, you don't vote, I don't know. So I guess my question is how deeply do you want to specify non-performance? Not that I disagree with that, because I think that it is subject to interpretation. But then, you know, carrying it a step forward, if you're talking about removal, it's really going to be up to the trustees anyway. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, it's kind of incumbent on them to define it rather than us to define it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's kind of working through it. That's kind of what I see. Does anybody disagree? Anybody have any other comment, I mean, on that?
It's not our vote anyhow.
Right. Right. We're never going to remove anybody anyway.
Right.
And I've never seen this group in the years I've been on it really have an issue with that. Because usually if people don't show up, they just eventually resign. And that's on any board I've ever been on. I don't want to drill it down to where this becomes a 20-page document either. We're at, what, 5? 7. Plus the addendum.
Well, you're counting the table of contents.
Right. I think we're kind of there lengthwise. But we can do whatever you guys want to do. This process is definitely not about me.
Okay, did we ever decide about the conflict of interest? I think it should be right in here, because it just makes sense. If you have a conflict of interest and you're resigning because of that, that's a composition of the board, in my book. I mean, look at Sarah Walsh.
Right.
She had a conflict of interest, so she resigned. So
that was a general conflict of interest. We're also talking about a conflict of interest for a particular application.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
And I think it's more likely.
So an individual for just one meeting. They
right, for one application.
Like if your neighbor
right.
wanted a variance, then
that.
You should probably,
yes.
Yeah, I remember
you would
one.
Recuse
right.
yourself.
Right. Right, and I think.
Makes sense, but I was thinking more along the lines of her.
Well, again, see, when it comes to the big picture conflict where I'm on the Zoning Appeals Board and I want to bring an application, let's say, to the Zoning Appeals
right.
Board.
Ooh, that's
okay.
a good one.
You know, or maybe I want to represent people. Maybe I go out and I go into business and I say, well, I'm going to represent people on the Board of Zoning Appeals, but I'm going to be a member, too. Well, clearly that's a conflict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a big picture conflict. But
right.
I think, and I'd like to, there again, I think it's kind of more, that becomes more of a township trustee issue than it does for this board. Because there again, that really it constitutes removal. As opposed to recusement.
Right. Can we spell them out so they're different? Can we?
Yeah, I mean, I would say if we do a section on conflict of interest, we address the various kinds of conflict of
right,
interest
exactly.
that we're talking about.
Maybe you have two different types, a conflict under voting and then a conflict
yeah.
under.
Right, is it, yeah, I guess.
I don't know if you're getting too detailed then, but do a conflict under
right.
the
voting.
Initial part of your applicant.
Which would be?
The composition.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the removal,
so you want
the Sarah Walsh conflict.
Yeah.
Just to
yeah.
short that.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Well,
she did it voluntarily. What if you get somebody
that's
not
voluntary?
Of
course. Yeah, right. Well, right. You get somebody that wants to represent the of course, I'm going to tell you the time I've been around here, and I know a couple of you have been around here longer than I have, but I know that if there's even the hint of that kind of conflict, you resign from the board.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, I agree.
But I think we need
to
put that in somewhere.
Okay.
I
will put it in twice. I totally see what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
And I'm, by the way, we can put it in, and I don't mind being the scribe on this because I actually have this version in my computer.
Good.
But if you have language, you don't have to rely on me. By all means, send it to me, and I will put it in.
Well, I think it's just there's two different types, and I was thinking of one, I was thinking of the
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
what
yeah.
I did.
And see that I think that makes the case.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that makes the
and
case.
I agree, it's the trustee's decision ultimately, but it doesn't hurt for us to have something
right.
in our
well,
have it, yeah.
just to address it.
We're not going to have any. I mean, we can identify it in the big picture, but when it comes to voting.
Yes.
That may become more of a board issue than it does a trustee issue.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Because it's on the spot. It's
uh-huh.
you're just making a decision on an application. So I can see it, actually, you could put it in both places. So, okay, cool, good. What else?
You're going to do the consent items in the building, right?
Yes, correct. I'm gonna, and I am on that one. Like I said, I kind of forgot to do that when I was working on this. And if anybody has any suggested language, you know my email number or my email address or my fax number.
And your fax number, yeah.
Yeah, just fax something over to me. And then any other, like, grammar, I mean, you can really drill this down. Some of this I wrote, and I really wasn't particularly satisfied with a couple things that I did. But
there are one or two sentences that don't make sense.
And you know what?
You know, it's okay.
No. Here's what here. No, please, and I'm dead serious. I know you know my email address. Just drop me an email.
Okay.
And I'll go look at them, and I'll try and figure out what to do, how to fix them. So, because I write all day, but I write one continuous, like, paragraph.
Yes.
And I fall into that trap because,
yeah.
And I have a set way of doing it. And so when I'm not working, it carries over to this, so.
You know, I find this paragraph under election of officers, the third one down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that
which
is,
one? Hold on.
Okay.
Where are we?
Election
what page? This
four.
One.
Four.
Got a little.
I find this very difficult
you.
To follow.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me read.
I think it just got away from you a little.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I wrote this, actually.
I don't think I wrote it.
Who wrote it?
Then you're off the hook.
It's actually right. It's actually taken straight from section four.
Well, should we
make from the prior.
Should we make it a little clearer?
Okay.
It's actually identical.
Which one were you looking
at? Third paragraph under election of officers.
Read that. Unless a member earlier resigns, is removed, or ceases to be a member of the board, each officer shall hold office until March 3rd or the next 6th. I just find it very run-on sentence and just kind of
I
ramble.
I think that actually is a carryover from the old rules.
It is.
And a lot of that stuff I read, and if it generally looked like it made sense, I just kind of left it in. And I wasn't looking for grammar issues.
But this isn't grammar. This is.
Or
does it make sense?
Yeah,
I mean,
know,
to follow.
But I, yeah, I because.
She's
yeah,
agreeing with me.
I know.
I am.
I get it. I hear you both.
But like, I mean, I don't know that we want to spend our time.
Right, and I don't either
night,
because
so
I did fix.
I think we're trying
well,
to get to
I,
the
air quotes fix like a couple like resignations. I took a bunch of language out of that,
mm-hmm.
because let's face it, when you resign, you resign. You know, it doesn't have to be effective. I mean, you don't have to have a bunch of language when you resign.
Right, exactly.
You're done.
We could just say, unless a member
resigns,
period. Each officer shall be held. We don't need all that in between.
Right.
Is it always March 31st?
When your term ends, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as I've been here, it does.
Mark, I noticed there's resignation and removal language for members. Should there be resignation removal language for officers?
You know, it's interesting because the old rules kind of looked like they tried to meld it together, and it didn't make a lot of sense to me, so I ended up just doing one for members, but we can do one for officer resignations where I want to be on the board, but I don't want to be an officer anymore. I thought about that afterwards. Do you guys want to put something in there like that? Or are we committed for the term?
No, I don't.
Well, isn't an officer a member anyway?
Yeah.
Yes,
but what he's saying is that he no longer wants to be chair. So he'll just be a member.
And we can put that in there back over, actually under, I can just add a section under election of officers at the end and just put officer resignation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Removal, can they be removed?
But still be a member?
Do you guys want to do that?
I think they could be removed by the board.
Right, if you guys decide that they don't like me anymore.
But there's a difference between a removal.
Well, absolutely. But we can make a provision that the officers can be removed if that's what you guys want to do.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't remove.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll take your vote.
Yeah, right, there's 10 years.
Okay.
No, and I agree with you. I mean, because maybe not today, but 2 years from today, down the road, you may get a guy that is just ramrodding stuff through, and you guys, I mean, and I get that. I'll be sitting in North Carolina, and you guys will be up here sweating it out every month.
But doesn't that, what I'm questioning, doesn't the removal already cover that? The removal of an officer.
What they're talking about
is...
What they're talking about, Dave, is they're talking about a removal as an officer, not as a member.
And
so
we voted the officers in.
Right, you guys may remove me as chairman.
Right.
But I still remain a member.
And that wouldn't take a trustee because we voted...
Right.
This board voted the chair and the vice chair in.
Correct. So right. So if you guys decide on the way home tonight that, you know, that I got to go on the 24th, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you're going to be offended.
Yeah, really, I still get the $60. I don't know. Okay, so.
Stage two.
That's right. Well, we drew straws and I lost. That's all I got here to start with. Okay. Anyway.
But should there be another paragraph under resignations of an officer?
You want to make them separate then, removal?
No, I think Mark brought it up that if an officer wants to resign and go back to a member, does that need to be spelled out under resignation of an officer?
Yes, that's what we're going to do, is we're going to have a resignation and removal area under officers.
You can resign as an officer and a member.
Correct.
Trustees aren't involved in that part of the process at all.
No, not at all.
You could be removed as an officer, but it would then take a trustee to remove you as a member.
Right, exactly.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct. Right. And we'll make sure we clarify that.
Right.
Right, but the way it's written now as a resignation, it's not specifying if you leave as an officer, you want to still stay a member.
Right, and that's why we're going to add the section. So, I think that's a really good point. Because, I thought about that after the fact, and I really needed to spend about another hour on this yesterday. I just didn't have any.
You guys
I ran
a
out
job.
Of day. So.
It was a lot of reading to the point where your eyes were fogged.
I spent an hour and a half on this Sunday so fast. My wife thought I wasn't in the house. She's like, what are you doing at your desk? Well, I'm doing, So I apparently was very quiet, which, as we know, is unusual for me. Okay, what else?
One other comment.
Please.
I noticed throughout the document we changed in a lot of places secretary to Genoa Township staff.
Correct.
And I guess it just says Genoa Township staff for... The public gets to see these rules? Yes? I don't know. Do they? Or is this just...
Yeah, it's a public document.
I mean, if somebody asked to see them, we
sure.
would show them to them.
I guess
them.
The question is, we don't, and this goes to your point, we don't want a bunch of definitions, but it just says Genoa Township staff. Is that to be someone appointed by Genoa Township? I mean, how did you wind up with this job? Why did you get stuck with us?
That's a really good question.
Oh, she was just living right.
The short straw.
Nobody else wanted to come.
See, that's how I got here.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If somebody's reading it, they just see the words, you know, what township staff, and they think, who's that, or why are they there, or where did they come from? If you're not here next month, can they appoint somebody else to come in next month?
Should we designate?
Well, that leads to my question was, do you want to totally get rid of secretary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally get rid of it? You want to leave the option of possibly having one in the future?
No.
No.
Okay.
And besides, you're redoing these every year.
Right.
Okay.
You're gonna revisit them every year.
Okay.
We're not going to appoint a secretary. Because what that, and I remember because it was before I was on this board, but I know all the boards, including zoning, did their own minutes. So they had somebody at the table, because we did it at Parks.
We did it at Parks. You did it.
And then I'd review it, and then we'd present it for approval. And it got to be, like zoning, got to be such a big task that what they did is they appointed a staff person to actually do the minutes for zoning and for us. And because nobody here, you can't, and I know from experience, and I think Teresa does too, that you can't sit and run a meeting, participate in a meeting, conduct a meeting, and be a secretary and take notes.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
So, back to...
Yeah, no,
we're not done yet. Hold on.
So Mark's original question.
So should we call it something?
I think staff is good.
Okay.
Because that could be any one of us sitting in the office. So if, you know, if I'm ill, then Joe would, he would come to the meeting and... For minutes, I may write the minutes. Somebody else in the office may write the minutes. So it's staff. It's not just one person.
The only thing I would entertain substituting, and I'm not advocating for it at all, is the zoning officer, which would be
Joe. The development
Joe.
Zoning staff.
Yeah. But I don't...
I think this is... It's a good, it is flexible, and it covers.
I leave him alone.
I mean, I'm comfortable with that wording.
Okay.
If you guys
and really,
are.
you're the one, I mean, it's really more about you than us, that part of it.
I don't remember, I've been here almost 18 years, and we've always done the minutes for the BZA and the ZC. And we did have a specific person who was the secretary, and they did used to come and sit in the meetings, but they were a staff person. They weren't a board member.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Dorothy.
Well, here's all the places that we need to change. But in addition to what we've already done, it says secretary.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Okay. We missed a few, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Glad somebody's looking.
You can.
We just need
hold on.
We just need to do a search.
There,
find
I was
going to
say. Yep.
Mark, this looks different.
Mark.
Yes.
Huh? Let Dave do a search and find, and you'll find.
Oh, Dave. You want to do it that way? Okay.
Yeah, and I'll change them all.
Okay.
It'll go through every time.
You want to do that, and then send it to me, and then I'll stick in the items then. Because I want to kick that can down the road a little while. So, but the intent, people, tonight, is that when we get back on the 24th for a regular meeting, that basically we have a document that we can send off to the prosecutor, okay? Because that's what, I don't want this to be an all summer consuming thing by any stretch of the imagination. I love seeing you guys, but...
Chairperson designee may administer oath.
Yes.
When are you going to do that? I mean...
Pardon?
Do we need administer oath as required, or... I don't know. It just seems... When would you do that? Give me an example.
When would I do what?
When you administer an oath.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Every meeting.
So as required.
I swear, all this does is it allows me to say, Mark Phillips, swearing the applicant and staff or whoever. In case I'm incapacitated that night and can't talk, God forbid.
You can marry
that would be a number one duty.
Yeah, absolutely. Only during a regular meeting, though.
I have one comment.
Yes, sir.
Second to last page,
mm-hmm.
Review of rules of procedure.
Yes.
Do you want to specify April, or do you want to specify like first quarter of the year? First quarter of the new year?
I think the intent was when we talked about it at the last meeting was to do it concurrently with officer elections.
Right, because you would have, new, a new board member.
I just think April's very.
It is.
Specific.
I think the only reason I did it that way.
Yeah.
It
was because we have a new board member.
It says April is the designated board, you know, board appointment, new member, and the officer elections.
Give them a chance to.
Staff has a comment.
So do you want to say second quarter?
I would put at our annual reorg meeting.
You want to, I thought about that. Do you want to call it a reorg meeting? Okay.
Because if you have no applications, you may not be meeting.
Correct.
So it may be May, it may be June.
Yeah, we've done that, yeah.
Or you might have to meet so you can elect.
Now.
I thought this was implying we meet in April no matter what.
Well, okay, and now, so then the question is that, do you want to follow that through with the appointment of officers then too?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't put the appointment officers in April and this specified. It made it sound as though we've always been meeting in April, at least for the election of officers.
Well, I think it's a good review for the new board member. You're going to have a new board member.
Do you want to just always meet in April? Okay, so the question is.
And if you review these.
Do you want to always meet in April, or do you want to put it as a reorganization meeting at the next regular meeting?
And I like that idea because that's.
Reorganization?
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Mark, I guess my concern is when you get a new board member like Jeff this year, they don't have the foggiest idea about any of this stuff.
So I think
they're thrown
this is
into
great
something
to do
reviewing
it
a document that they don't understand.
Well, then.
So if we're okay with just the older seasoned members doing it, but Jeff said he didn't know anything about it.
No, and you know, I was brought in a little bit differently because they sat me down and they said, here are the rules of procedure and we do that, and this is what we do and this is what we do. But there again, the trial was at the next regular meeting, which I came to as an alternate. There was three of us on the board, and so that was really my trial by fire. And hopefully that doesn't happen to any of you. I don't remember ever that happening since then. But the point is that if you think it's a benefit to just have a reorganization meeting in April, then we can just do it in April. Even if there's no applications, we just do it in April. It's really kind of up to the board what you guys want to do, because we can write in there whatever you want to write in there.
Now, I think it's a great, as you say, if they don't know anything, at least they're exposed to it.
I don't disagree.
At least they can ask questions.
They get to come in and they do a meet and greet, and they get to, you know, we can at least, because we'll be talking about the rules of procedure. And like Jeff has been here to enough meetings now, he knows how cool we are anyway.
Well, and
so he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
Apparently we're all
and
right.
And not everybody was sat down and told, you know.
I think I was the last one.
You would also, I wouldn't tell
I
a thing. You know.
So.
What?
You did.
We do.
You did.
So anyway, whatever you guys want to do, I'm.
Jeff, you're the newest member. Are you okay with that?
I mean, anytime I can get in front of and learn something new, it's a good opportunity. So that's the only thing I really have to comment about that. You know, you guys know better than.
I mean, if you're going to do it, no. Whether it's a specific month or it's just said the reorg, whenever you do that. Outside of that, we can as staff. Just know to send everybody a copy so that you have it, so that you can review and you're ready for that, you know, whenever the meeting is. That would be my goal, because we've not done that in the past, send it out till it kind of refresh everybody's memory.
That you're on the right track. I think that we're thinking alike. I'm hesitant to say that we're going to meet in April, regardless of whether or not we have an application. Here's why. Because, you know, the year that the trustees don't get around to appointments for this board until April, you're going to be meeting just to look at each other. And so maybe we just call, and I think it spells it out, but it doesn't really spell it out in here. We need to define it a little better than the next regular meeting after appointments have been made. And just do
that
it.
That makes sense.
Because we're not going to spend an hour and a half on reorganization, election of officers. What did it take last? I mean, geez, it takes 5 minutes most of the time, especially if we're going to do it as a consent item. The other thing is to go through these rules of procedure. Well, probably I would suspect that by the time we get back to these, and I really wouldn't get back to them in April, I would probably get back to them in a year from April since we've dissected them pretty well at this point. But I think what I would do is I would think that between adoption and then, we've all said, yeah, I think they're all right. Or they say, well, I think we need to look at this section, that section, that section. And there again, if you have an application in April, which generally we have one on the high side too, you've got that extra half hour. And if you don't, then you table it till the next meeting. That's kind of what I'm thinking. What do you guys think? Yes? Yes? Yes?
Yes.
I see a lot of nodding heads. Or you're either not, you're either agreeing or you're nodding off. Okay. So, all right. I'm going to change that where it says April in here for
election
and review of the rules to either April or the next regular meeting. To read that way.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Because when I read this originally, I thought about that and I didn't know how to make that better.
Well, that's good. You've done it.
Okay. Anything else?
I would like to see a statement that says these rules are binding upon the board until otherwise modified.
I think there is.
It does say
the
that.
Last,
I didn't see that.
The last, the one, the next to last one. Where it says amended to rules, and I think I just carried that over from the other one. And I guess to be specific, I should probably put a sentence on top of that that says rules are binding until.
Yeah, right,
okay.
Right.
Checklist. I just put it in one document.
Because
the other one was so long.
No, I know. And I liked it. I just I spent plenty of time on the text. That when I got to that, I just kind of let it happen because it's good. I read it. I liked it. I read it. I think it's good. I like it as a part of our rules of procedure. I like the format. We just got to figure out a way to get it on the one page, and it'll be fine. I just couldn't get it there in the time that I had. So you guys are all comfortable with this? You're all
absolutely
going?
Yep.
Okay, so if we go and we make these, I'm going to call them adjustments. They're not even really revisions, adjustments, and bring them back on the 24th at our regular meeting. Then you guys are comfortable with recommending them to send to the prosecutor. Is that correct? Have we left anything out that you can think of? Because, like I said, I really wanted to do it once and do it right. And then if the prosecutor says change, we'll just change whatever he says to change and then go with it as far as I'm concerned. But if you guys are all comfortable with this, then yes.
Susan, we're looking at it from the inside. How about from staff's perspective?
Yes, staff comments.
Like to see the board do differently, or more restrictions, fewer restrictions?
I mean, I think you've covered pretty much everything. I mean, it's nice to have the table of contents.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I saw when I opened that. I'm like, ooh, that's good. Now, the numbers probably don't have any relationship to where the stuff is now.
Well, that could be changed.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them have...
Numbers in based on your head.
Some of them popped up. So why, like, some of them have error messages?
That's because she took that line out, and it reflected on the table.
Yeah, there was a couple things I took out, and I kind of combined
with
some other
stuff. So if you
write
mouse on the table of contents, it'll ask you if you want to update the table of contents, and it'll say just the numbers or the whole table. And if you say whole table, it'll take the errors out, and it'll add the next lines that you put in and put the new numbers in.
Huh.
It'll automatically populate.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is neat.
Okay. So you're going to... You or Dave is going to do revisions.
Yes.
And then send it to us so we can send it out to everybody so everyone can review.
Yes.
And if there's any changes, you'll do those at the next meeting and then send it off to
the prosecutor's
office.
And then I'll get it right back. I'll turn it right back and you can send it to the prosecutor. Yes.
Okay.
All to the secretary and staff.
Oh, yeah, and then
and
do
the
that,
table contents,
and then
and
send
I'll
it
I'll
to
it
me,
back
and then I can make the other revisions, and then, okay, cool, good, yeah, I like that. That'll save me a ton.
And you got the conflict of interest thing all figured out on the different two types.
Yes, that, okay. I know what the headings look like as far as the verbiage.
Do they help on that?
I don't know. I don't know. I got to think about it because I haven't gotten there yet. I mean, I haven't really given
that's
all
right.
Much
I just thought, you know, that's something we haven't put our.
I kind of know what I think it needs to look like, so let's put it that way. I think I'm okay with it, but I'll give it some thought.
And I'll put this exhibit on one page.
Yes.
On
yeah, if you could shrink that a little bit, narrow margins or something will probably just kill it because it's just one thing. And I started looking at it, and I'm like, man, I could take a line or two out of here, but I love your spacing. And then I'm like, oh,
nice.
Sure, next thing I know, the thing's on six pages, and I had it as a big damn mess.
2 hours later.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, God, no. Don't do it. All right. So anything else? Any other comments? Everybody's comfortable? Because if not, then I will... entertain a motion to adjourn at 8:07.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.